Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look ahead to the readings for this Sunday, the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. I want to say, before I begin taking a look at the readings today, I want to encourage you. We're going to be entering in the not too far distant future, the year of mercy. And I'm going to take time in the next week or so. I'm going to take perhaps at the beginning of November, I'm going to take some time to talk about the mercy of God so that we can more fully understand the richness and the power of his mercy and what is asked of us in return. Those are some very substantial questions, and we need to really look at them, to look at the issue of God's mercy, incredible gift to us. How do we receive it? What should be our response to it? What should be our preparation for it? So that the year of mercy, I want the year of mercy to be so fruitful for you. So stay tuned to these programs, because especially throughout November, I'm going to be talking about these particular topics, the topic of mercy, the mercy of God, the topic of how we respond to that mercy, what should be our response, and how do we live it out. Really urge you again to go to our website, renewalministries.net. Take a look at the books, the CDs, the DVDs that are there. Really consider seriously taking some time to grow. You will always be too busy. You'll always be busy. Always. So don't let busyness be an excuse. Just decide, I'm going to put this first in my life. So take a look at what we offer and see what would be helpful to you, that you might grow, that you might mature in Christ, so that you can be a light in the darkness for other people and for your own eternal salvation. I want as many people running with me. You know the image that Paul uses. We have a race to run. And more and more of you running right alongside me till we reach heaven. Let's take a look at the readings for this Sunday, which, as I said, is the 29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. The first reading comes from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 53, verses 10 to 11. The Lord was pleased. Now remember, these are prophecies. This is a prophetic word about the Messiah, the coming Messiah. The Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. If he gives his life as an offering for sin, he shall see his descendants in a long life, and the will of the Lord shall be accomplished through him. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. Prophecy of the coming Messiah, the Messiah who would give his life as an offering for sin. I'm sure that the sentence, the first verse that I read, verse 10, the Lord was pleased to crush him in infirmity. That sounds terrible. How could anybody be pleased to crush somebody in infirmity? But what God is pleased with is that he has a son. Many of you are his sons. He has a son who is willing to give his whole life, which included a horrendous death for the salvation of the world. The Father was so pleased that his son would so fully respond, no matter the cost. Doesn't mean that the Father was not in anguish. He was. But he was pleased in the sense that the salvation of us could be accomplished. Jesus was the only one who could do it. And he did it for you and for me. He won you the right, or he, perhaps I should put it this way, he won for you the privilege to receive eternal life. He won for you the privilege to receive eternal life. Are you going to scoff at it? Mock it, say it doesn't matter, I'm only living for this life. This is all I have. Nothing else matters. Are you going to start saying thank you to the Savior who accepted the Father's will no matter how difficult it was for our salvation? Your soul is infinitely precious to God, and therefore it took an infinitely precious God to suffer for you, that the gate of heaven might be opened. Because of his affliction, he shall see the light in fullness of days. Through his suffering, my servant shall justify many, and their guilt he shall bear. That's what God did for us in Christ. His suffering, we see the external suffering, but the internal suffering was measurably greater. The external was only a sign of what was going on interiorly, that the God of absolute purity, absolute love, absolute unselfishness, totally given, should bear the burdens of all our sins of selfishness and greed and lust and everything else that goes on in our hearts. He should bear all that for the pure one, the holy one, to take all that sin upon himself was horrendous. That as a suffering, a mental suffering, all its own. The all pure one took upon him all our sin. Brothers and sisters, thank him that because of what he did, if you cooperate with God's grace, you will have eternal life. Jesus opened the gates of heaven for you and me. Otherwise, they were eternally shut. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. Say that until you can say, Lord, I put all my trust in you. As Jesus put all his trust in the Father, put all my trust in you, Father. Upright is the word of the Lord, and all his works are trustworthy. He loves justice and right. Of the kind of the Lord, the earth is full. He delivers us from death, those who hope in his kindness. He preserves them in spite of famine. Even when disaster comes upon us, he can preserve us for all eternity if we accept him and yield to him, and seek to follow him, and repent when we fail. Even if it's 50 times a day, God is not displeased if we keep turning to him and asking him to give us strength to turn away from sin. Our soul waits for the Lord, who is our help and our shield. May your kindness, O Lord, be upon us who have put our hope in you. In the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 4, verses 14 to 16, brothers and sisters, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast to our confession of faith. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. Jesus went before us. He suffered for us to open the gates of heaven. He's been tested in every way, and he did not sin. We're tested and we sin. But his death paved the way for us that we could repent and receive grace and find favor again with God and inherit eternal life no matter how many times we fall. If we turn back, he will bless us. Christ won that for you on the cross. Love him. Thank him. Follow him. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, beginning with verse 35. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, listen to this boldness. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you. I mean, think of that. Hey, Jesus, just do what I want. That's essentially what they said. And he replied, what do you wish me to do for you? He knew they were poor and weak. He knew they were just trying to learn. So he put up with them. What do you wish me to do for you? And they answered him, grant that when you come into glory, in other words, when you come into your kingdom, may we sit one at your right and the other at your left. And Jesus said to them, "You don't know what you're asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said, "We can." See, they don't understand what Jesus is suffering, what he is going to suffer, that he's going to give his life. And he says, "Can you do these things?" And they say, "Oh, yeah, we can." How many times do we do that? "Sure, God, whatever you want, I'll do." And then when push comes to shove, we fall down. Jesus says, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the cup that I drink or be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" And they said to him, "We can." And Jesus said to them, oh, listen to this. And he says, "Can you be baptized with the baptism with which I am baptized?" That's a baptism of blood. That's what Jesus is saying. And they said to him, "We can." And Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or at my left is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared." So he's saying, "I can't give you what you're asking for. It's not up to me. It's the Father's decision." And when the 10 heard this, now the 10 were probably thinking some of the same things. And it says they became indignant at James and John, probably because James and John got there first. And Jesus summoned them, the 12, and said to them, "Look, guys," he pulled them together and he said, "Look, you know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones make their authority over them felt." In other words, they rule with an iron hand, and you better obey them. And he says, "But it shall not be so among you." You're looking to have power. You're looking to have authority. And you're mad because James and John got to me first. And he says, "No, it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be the slave of all." Jesus did that for us. He's asking us to imitate him. "For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." We're called to imitate the suffering servant, Jesus. We're called to imitate the humility of Jesus. We're called to take the last place. We're called not to fight for titles and honors and positions. If they're given to us, accept it gratefully and use it for his glory. You're coming into a whole other level of people. Bring the humility of Christ. Bring the mercy of Christ. Don't be afraid. God bless you. As we prepare for this year of mercy, which will begin this December, I want to make available to you a free copy of my booklet, Captured by Mercy. I'm going to be speaking on this program a great deal about the true meaning of mercy, but I'd like you to have a free copy of my booklet now, Captured by Mercy. You can receive it simply by calling this number, 1-800-282-4789.